going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
74 degrees, going to be hot and muggy for Memorial Day weekend, as it is every Memorial Day weekend. You find me one in New Orleans that wasn't? I'd like to know about it. Highs around 90 or so, chance for showers in the afternoon. Going to be that way till October, hopefully, maybe before that. Maybe in October, maybe not November. We're going to talk about weight loss drugs, and there was a thing going on where the FDA declared a shortage of them and allowed, because these are all patent drugs, right? But they allowed pharmacies to compound them. Well, the order that allowed for that to happen and them have alternate sources for these drugs besides the big pharma companies, two of them expired in April, and for the third one expired yesterday. And the question we have is, what does that mean for prices? The companies, generally speaking, the prices are trending down, but a lot of that had to do with that order from the FDA allowing drugs to be compounded. Now, the president has called out, President Trump has called out weight loss drugs and said that they are priced too high, but the executive order demands that the drug makers cut their prices in the coming months, which is very kind of vague, I guess. It doesn't really spell out anything, as do a lot of executive orders. And it also says, uses phrases like things that they're targeting or looking at or et cetera. Now, somebody's texting and said they pay $38 a month, a female friend at the San Francisco area. If they're paying $38 a month and it's not covered by insurance, they're getting it from somebody named Juan or whatever it is. Juan, give me a name in an alley. Because they're saying they're crediting President Trump and cutting the price of this, and it's just not true. $38, a female friend in the San Francisco area. Again, that's he said, she said, this and that and the other thing. And I can tell you firsthand, the price of this drug, they're not $38. And the other thing you need to look at is, as far as executive orders, what have they really accomplished? And look, I applaud President Trump for trying to lower the price of these, and I think he understands, although he indelicately called them the fat drugs, but for understanding that that's from a term of an area of return on investment, that's the best money healthcare can spend. Because if you prevent people from getting fat and overweight and obese and developing diabetes, and as I've said, my own story, I've lost close to 100 pounds, and I was definitely pre-diabetic, and I was on the road to diabetes. And but for this weight loss drug, I have no doubt in my mind that I would be diabetic right now. And once you get diabetes, not the one you're born with, but the one you kind of give yourself, you have it for life and you can't get rid of it. So I would then have to have taken this drug for the rest of my life. So ironically, the insurance company is still not paying for it, but the insurance company would have had to pay for it then because I had diabetes. They won't pay for it now, but I took the proactive step of taking the drug and losing the weight before I got diabetes because I didn't want to have it. So with all that being said, part of my reason is because I was spending the same money on the drug as I was at the grocery store. So I figured, well, why not just don't buy the groceries and take the weight loss drug and be healthier. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk to Anand Parekh, Chief Medical Advisor for the Bipartisan Policy Center, about these weight loss drugs. Early look at traffic now on WWL. 6:22, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Anand Parekh, Chief Medical Advisor for the Bipartisan Policy Center. Talk about Medicare, Medicaid, and new weight loss drugs. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Good to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about these drugs, because initially the price came down, because before we get to Medicare and Medicaid, just what's going on with them now, the FDA declared a shortage, so they allowed pharmacies to compound the big three weight loss drugs. The order for two of them expired in March, and the order for the third one expired yesterday, I think, did it not? So where does that stand now with the prices of these weight loss drugs for people for whom insurance doesn't cover it?
Yeah, well, you know, the net prices of these drugs are still pretty high. They're about $8,000 to $9,000 annually. If you go outside of insurance, there are ways direct to consumer that some people are able to get this for maybe $500 a month or so.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said $38 a month. I've never heard of that without insurance, unless they're getting it from some guy on a street or something. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and there is some controversy related to compounding, and I think, you know, people have to be cognizant and vigilant about where they're getting these drugs, and we're seeing, you know, counterfeit products and all. So I think that's a set of issues. The costs are certainly a set of issues. Now, the costs have come down through competition, but not sufficiently for a lot of Americans who can benefit from these drugs.
So I told my story before you came on. I lost close to 100 pounds. I was headed for diabetes. I was knocking on the door of diabetes, and as you well know, once you get it, you can't get rid of it, right? You got it for life. So then the insurance company would have paid for it, ironically, after I got sick, not to prevent me from becoming sick, which makes no sense at all. But I decided to pay for it out of pocket because I didn't want to get diabetes. And secondly, it was a trade-off with what I was spending at the grocery store. Some people don't have that luxury. Let's talk about Medicare, Medicaid, what the government says about that, because I'm just going to lay it out. I can see where if from return on investment, it's cost effectiveness. However, the best thing you can do is get people, prevent them from being obese and the problems that comes with it. I can also see people saying, wait a minute, are you telling me that I have to be poor to avoid getting diabetes? Take me through all of that, doctor.
Yeah. Well, first off, congratulations to you. Sounds like you've made a lot of progress. Hope you're feeling well.
I feel great.
I was just going to say, Tommy, that we have our healthcare policy in this country backwards. We don't have a prevention-oriented healthcare policy frame of mind, and what we should be doing is trying to prevent, with every evidence-based intervention in our toolbox, prevent these conditions. And so it's a bit backwards, for example, for Medicare right now to cover these drugs if you have obesity-related complications like type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea or cardiovascular disease, but not cover it for obesity itself.
I would think, going to the politics of this, that you're not going to have, politically, you can't have Medicare or Medicaid paying for this if insurance companies don't cover this as a preventative drug. Do you?
It's interesting how it works. Oftentimes, it's Medicare leading what we've seen in the past, and then other commercial insurers following.
Really?
So what Medicare does is actually a big deal. The problem with Medicare is, in most cases, when the FDA says a drug is safe and effective and gives it stamp of approval, in most cases, CMS then looks at it and asks, is it reasonable and necessary for the Medicare population? And in most cases, they say yes. In this specific case, for obesity medications, unfortunately, there's a statutory prohibition that's about 20 years old.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At a time when, essentially, Congress and policymakers considered weight loss drugs as cosmetic. We didn't know back then about obesity actually being a medical condition. We didn't have safe and effective drugs. But because of that prohibition, Medicare today just can't go and cover these drugs. They need Congress's approval. There is bipartisan support, yet that there's a cost to that. Now, the Biden administration tried to reinterpret that statute and say, hey, you know what? We don't need Congress. We can try to do this on their own. They proposed a rule to cover these drugs. But the Trump administration has thus far declined to finalize that rule. So these drugs, if you're on Medicare and have just obesity, you don't have that additional diabetes, cardiovascular disease, or sleep apnea, these drugs are still not covered for Medicare beneficiaries.
All right, so President Trump signed an executive order demanding that drug makers, this is according to Reuters, cut prices on their products in the coming months to hew more closely with what they charge in other developed countries or face new regulations and enforcement actions from export restrictions to tariffs. That sounds great. That's an executive order. But what does that actually mean? You talked about Biden trying to do it without Congress. What can the president do without Congress? And how likely is this executive order to result in lower prices when it comes to the weight loss drugs, et cetera?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the details are scant, so we don't exactly know how the administration proposes to do that. But there is one opportunity. So this year, Medicare can actually now negotiate the price of certain expensive drugs for which there isn't a lot of competition. So this year, Medicare has included semaglutide, which is the ingredients in Wegovy and Ozempic, on the list of drugs for which Medicare will negotiate the price this year. Now, it won't go into effect for 2 years until 2027, but that's an opportunity to use Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs, and it could very well be that President Trump will want to negotiate that one really hard to try to get down, not all the way to some of the prices in other countries, but at least significantly. So I think we're going to have to wait to see how that all settles out.
I'm not trying to take President Trump's glory away. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm not trying to give him anything he doesn't deserve. I'm just trying to keep it factual here. And I think people need to understand there's a lot that needs to happen between the signing of an executive order and anything changing, correct?
That's right. That's absolutely right. I think, everyone wants lower prescription drug costs. Everyone sees the disparities between the United States and other countries. But to actually make that work, everybody's got to have to play ball. So the drug manufacturers have to play ball. Other countries have to play ball. This is also interlocked into tariff policy and other economic policies. So there are a lot of moving parts here. I think everyone wants the same goal, accessibility and affordability of evidence-based drugs. But getting there is not so simple.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to end it, Doctor, because it's obvious, right? Because I said a long time ago, if they ever came up with a real weight loss drug, it wouldn't be a supplement that you had to watch late night TV on cable to find out about. They'd be sounding it from the lighting the beacons to tell everybody, and that's what they're doing with these weight loss drugs. Now the problem is getting the insurance companies to pay for them. Thank you, sir. Dr. Anand Parekh, Chief Medical Advisor for the Bipartisan Policy Center. We'll talk about LSU baseball when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 646, 14 till 8. Finally, LSU baseball gets to play in the tournament. LSU number 3 seed. They're playing number 14, Texas A&M, today here on WWL. Pregame at 6, first pitch 6:30. Scheduled to start then. If the Tigers win tonight, they'll play tomorrow at 3:30, pregame at 3. If they lose tonight, that's it. They're gone. Single elimination. If they are still in a tournament Sunday, they'll play at 2, pregame at 1:30. So we got all the information you need here on WWL. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got a story posted at WWL.com. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. LSU playing Texas A&M. They did play them already earlier this month in College Station and lost the series. Does that mean anything here or not?
Yeah, a little bit different this time around because, you know, LSU's got an opportunity to throw its ace in Cade Anderson because this is the first time they're playing in the SEC tournament, while Texas A&M has already played twice, so they're down a little bit in their pitching. They're going to have to throw their Sunday starter today, so their third best, if you would, starter. So LSU goes into this one with a distinct advantage. They're rested. They're ready to go. Texas A&M is really playing for their NCAA tournament lives. We've talked about it a lot, and anybody that's watched college baseball this year, it's been an unreal season for Texas A&M. They go in ranked number one in the preseason, and they got off to a slow start in non-conference play and got off to an awful start in SEC play, and they've really struggled offensively. They've struggled in the field, and here they are. Really needing to probably win two more games just to give themselves a chance at an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. I mean, they finished 11-19 in conference play, and Texas A&M goes into this game without their best home run hitter, their best power hitter. Jace Lavallette, in the win over Auburn yesterday, broke his hand, so he's out. So A&M is, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another for them this season, so... LSU goes into this one as the favorites to win, and it would be surprising if they didn't come away with a victory tonight.
Let's talk about the tournament in general, how important that is to LSU with the super regional. I think they're pretty well assured of a regional, even if they get bounced from the tournament. Take me through all of that.
Yeah, LSU will certainly be hosting a regional. The question is, will they be hosting a super regional? Their RPI going into this week is 8, and that is an important metric that the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee keeps an eye on. In the polls, LSU's ranked number one. I mean, in the human polls, they're ranked number one. When the computer spits it out, they got them in at number 8. And the reason why LSU gets dinged is because of its non-conference schedule, which is ranked like 220th in the country. It's one of the worst in the country. So that hurts them when it comes to the RPI. But even if they did get upset tonight by Texas A&M, I think LSU's in good shape to be a top 8 national seed, which means they would host a super regional if they win their regional. And I say that because they've won 19 games in conference play. You go 19-11 in league play, that should be enough. And history tells you that that's usually enough for you to host a top 8 national seed. But, you know, the other thing is that the SEC is top heavy. You got a lot of teams that are vying or in position to be a top 8 national seed. And so I think one of the things that I worry a little bit about is do the tournament selection committee try to spread it around a little bit and not necessarily pack six teams from the SEC in the top 8 of their bracket. And then it might come back to hurt LSU if they end up losing tonight. But I think they're in good shape, and you know, now let's just go out there and see if you can win a couple games, and who knows, maybe win this whole tournament.
Yeah, I was going to say, you make a point in your story about LSU being a gold standard when it comes to the SEC tournament. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also about how far does LSU have to go in the tournament for you to feel good about them hosting the Super Regional? If they get past Texas A&M tonight, is it different if you get bounced later than tonight? More when we return, 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. LSU takes on Texas A&M this evening here on WWL. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. So, Jeff, I was talking to you about, and look, we're talking about the Super Regional, not to get ahead of ourselves, but
yeah.
first of all, let me take a step back. When it comes to the article you wrote, you talked about LSU being the gold standard when it comes to SEC tournaments. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, they have the best record out of any team in the Southeastern Conference in this tournament, 94-50. They've won a conference-high 12 tournament titles. If they can get to the championship game on Sunday, that would be their 21st time that they've played in the SEC tournament championship game. They've been by far the best. For those that have been watching the tournament here over the last 3 days, I think the intensity gets ramped up a notch when LSU gets out there because of the fan base. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine a lot of LSU fans are probably in their vehicle right now heading out to Hoover, Alabama to hope that LSU's there for the entire weekend. So it's LSU has always played well. Paul Menary's teams had some great runs through this SEC tournament, some wild games, some wild victories. And even last year, LSU had a great run, and when their backs were up against the wall, because if you remember last year, they had a 13-17 conference record, and they were very much on the bubble as far as making the NCAA tournament, but they got all the way to the championship game before eventually losing to Tennessee. So LSU this time only has to win two games to get there, and you know, tonight should be an interesting test against Texas A&M, again, who's very desperate at this point to try to win this game.
So when it comes to how far LSU going, how far in the tournament would they have to go before being bounced out to affect a super regional? And then I'm going to follow that up. You can answer the same question at the same time, all at once, which is when it comes to managing the roster, you got the regional starting on Friday. Yeah. You don't know when you'll be playing. How do you manage the roster? How important is it to win the SEC tournament or to go deep into it, to get the super regional with an eye toward the future? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all good questions, Tommy. I think going back to what we were talking about in the last segment, I think LSU's in really good shape. I mean, even if they lost tonight against A&M, I still think they're in position to be a top eight national seed. But winning tonight would certainly secure that even more, and then another victory tomorrow against either Arkansas or Ole Miss would certainly solidify it. As far as how you manage the roster, you know, there was a lot of question earlier this week on whether Jay Johnson would pitch his ace in this first game, or would he make it a bullpen game and save Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson. But anybody that knows Jay Johnson knows that when he takes his team to the field, he's trying to win that game. There's no, hey, guys, let's just go out there and, you know, throw a few pitches and try not to, you know, catch it and throw it and take a few swings, and then we'll pack it up and go back to Baton Rouge. I think Jay Johnson is hoping and is planning for this team to get all the way to the SEC Tournament Championship game. Now, that being said, he's not going to push it. He's, you know, Cade Anderson's not going to throw 115 pitches today. And if he starts getting into a little trouble, he's gonna pull him. I think in the end, you would love to get at least two games in, meaning that way you get Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson both out there and starting and keep them on their regular rest so that they don't have a long way off before you get into regionals next week.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time, your opinions as always, and your information. Jeff Palermo, got a column up at WWL.com. He's a WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network News Director. We come back, we're going to talk money. John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer, will talk about if you get a check from the state of Louisiana, it could very well be legit, and it will help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. And we'll have some fun as well.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.